Wall Street's reaction to the bailout bill was telling. As soon as the House passed it, a market rally faded.
Almost like celebrating when the ambulance finally gets there. You really, you know, it's hard to say, oh, the ambulance is here, that's fantastic. Oh, that's right, we really need an ambulance.
And the patient has a host of ailments. For one, frozen credit markets causing banks to tighten lending are an immediate problem. The hope for the bailout package is to thaw that frozen market, but economists say borrowers won't feel it right away.
Some could be starting to see money as soon as next week, but that's going to be the larger companies first. It's going to be taking longer to get to those really Main Street borrowers.
Economist Diane Swong says borrowing for things like car loans and mortgages may not resume to normal levels until the end of the year or early next year, if we're lucky. She says the first challenge is to undo damage done just in the past 2 weeks while the bailout was delayed.
The U.S. economy was clearly already slipping and deteriorating before we hit this credit market crisis. This credit market crisis just added insult to injury.
Compounding problems, September saw the biggest drop in jobs in 5 years, 159,000. And economists only expect those numbers to get worse before getting better.
It's a real perfect storm on the economy in the sense that you have a credit crunch, then you have a U.S. business cycle recession, and then you have a global recession.
So how long will it be before things start to turn around? Some economists we spoke with say they don't expect to see the economy improving until the second half of 2009. For CNNMoney.com, I'm Mary Snow.